Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a really important question to ask all three of you in the room.
I know. All right, everybody. That's Erica, in case you're wondering who that new voice is. What?
I don't want to out myself.
Okay.
But what does yai mean?
Don't tell her.
Oh, come on.
You have to guess.
There's got to be someone driving their car right now being like, oh, thank you, because they're wondering too.
We do forget that like new people come and go, right. And it's just like, and like, you'll hear it, like you've been on the show, like when people call in and tell their story, some of them just go hi,
and you'll you hear like respond that way.
We respond with
we
whatever
they
say.
Yeah.
But if like if someone were to say, I'll be the caller right now, hi.
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 But if they go, yeah, you got to sound a little more disappointed.
Yeah.
You got to go like, hi.
Hi.
Oh. Right.
But and if then it's if they
yeah,
go like,
it's yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So but if they, watch this. Say my name.
Slacker.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Okay.
You got to do the whole thing.
Okay.
And then they kind of, we've trained them over the years. It's like, listen, we don't like it when you say anything but yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're just passive aggressive enough. they...
So then my question remains. Like,
right.
Is yai
what do you...
a Colorado word?
Oh.
Oh, boy. Where are you from?
All over the place. I've lived all over.
You just came from Utah.
Salt Lake City.
Okay. Ooh.
Is there a word in Utah that you think is similar to... I'm just trying to get to the bottom of why that was your first theory.
It's just everyone seems to know it, right? So...
Right. Okay.
Except for me.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Do we want to tell her or do we want
to... I feel like it's going to be a letdown. We've like built it up.
I don't...
Oh, no.
I don't think it's... It's cute. Don't you think it's cute?
It's cute.
I do, yeah.
It's so long ago.
Yeah.
Also, we didn't do the best example. My secret favorite thing when people say hello.
Oh, okay.
Because then we get, let's try
I'll do it. Ready?
Slacker.
No,
I'll do it because you guys do it well.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Aaron.
Hello?
Hello?
I've never noticed that.
Yeah, you just got it. When somebody says hello, you guys.
Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Great. Like, so my question still remains.
Okay. I'm actually not. Yeah, I'm not disappointed when that happens. Actually,
long time ago, decades ago.
Yeah.
Have you ever called a radio station?
I've worked in the yes. When
but
I was like when I was like 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were, like,
right.
How excited were you when you're like on hold? Mm-hmm. Like you're it's
right,
your favorite
right.
job.
Just
sitting there, and you're like, and then just before they pick up or when they pick up, there's this. Like if you answer your phone, it's just like hello. And like you're on the phone,
right?
But on a radio station, it makes this weird. It goes like,
yeah.
It makes a weird sound, and
right.
then you're talking to the person on the radio
that you've listened to forever,
right? So when we started the show a long time ago, there was this girl. I remember her name was Terry.
Way to go, Terry.
We picked up the phone. We were doing whatever, and it was like Terry, and she wanted to say yes, it's Terry.
She
and she wanted to say
excited.
Hi, and she's like, yai. And we were like, AI.
It's whatever. Cute.
It was cute, right?
Yeah.
So then she was like, I feel stupid. I'm just nervous and blah, blah, blah. So after we talked to her for a little bit, we were like, the rest of the day, just to make Terry not feel stupid, everybody has to say yeah instead of hi.
And it never ended.
The next day, we did the show. Everything was fine. And like the third hour in, all of a sudden somebody's like, yeah. And we're like, oh yeah, from the girl yesterday. And like, we kind of made a big deal about it. And then like a few days later, like every call says it. Wow. Mostly because TX tells them they have to.
It's just a reminder.
You just tell them.
Give them a big yai. I get very disappointed. What am I, chopped liver? You don't have to listen to me.
Right. So
I'll listen to Slacker.
Did that answer your question?
Do you feel? Oh, jeez. I just hit my face.
Okay, well, this is an auspicious beginning.
That was very Terry saying yai right yes. there.
I am impressed though because you pronounced it correctly. Because we've had people not...
literally coworkers
say what?
Okay,
like Yahoo.
We're still on the air, you guys. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this.
Yeah, we can. Okay, it's been long enough.
Is that person? No, here's the thing.
No longer working here.
But it's like. Imagine,
it wasn't only because of this.
No, but here's, let me just say this.
Mainly.
I think it's amazing that you have what it takes to just ask, like, not, I don't want to say this the wrong way, but like, be innocent enough to go, hey, can I just ask? Because I think a lot of people just fake it and go, and you're just like, hey, what the hell is going on with the yai?
I got lots of texts from people.
Oh, from other, like your family going like,
what is yai? And okay. I said, amazing question.
That's awesome. This new coworker started and they wanted to pretend that they were in the know. Aaron was in, like, were we all in the room?
We were, and it really pissed me off because like he had been working there for a month. So it's like, oh, you're not even listening to the show that you're working for.
He was head of like
promotions.
Yes.
I'm gonna say it.
Okay. It's like he's forward facing. Anytime we're doing live at 5 or we're going like, out
there
to your favorite dealership to like sell cars that day, he's the guy.
Or she.
She would pay attention.
Yeah.
True. What was he saying?
He like made this five question questionnaire thing. I don't know. It was weird. And it was like, what's the greeting on the Slacker show? And he had four.
Like there was going to be a quiz to win concert tickets.
Sure. That's what it was.
If you know the show well enough.
Right. Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the four like things, the four answers were like, hi, like Y-E or something. I don't know. He ended up saying yai as ye.
Yes.
I remember that, but I don't remember. Yeah,
obviously, the answer is ye.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And I remember him going, obviously, the answer is ye.
Oh.
And you could just feel the whole room just, like, this guy?
I see.
Get a load of this guy.
Right.
We're on the 11th floor, and he miraculously fell to his death that day.
No, he did not.
It was like 3 days later.
Talk about
he's
death.
Still alive.
Yes, thank you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.